It took me a while to get used to just talking to a camera.
Jeg skulle vende mig til først at tale til kamera.
And then when you do that, you have to imagine everyone else saying amen.
Og når man gør det, så skal man bare forestille sig, at folk siger amen, pris Herren.
That's great.
Det er så stort.
And you have none of that response. And then I was with my first crowd of people, and they weren't responding either.
Og da jeg så endelig var sammen med nogle rigtig levende mennesker, så var der heller ingen respons fra
dem. So I just want to tell you, we're here, it's live, you're allowed to respond.
Så nu hvor vi er her, og det er live, så you know, skal I bare tale, hvis der er noget.
This is not a screen, I will smile back at you.
Det er ikke en skærm, jeg smiler tilbage.
And it's just so great to be, I love Joel and his family and what God is doing.
Og det er så godt at være tilbage. Jeg elsker Joel og hans familie, og det at se, hvad Gud han gør.
This wonderful team of people. I think the last time Hannah and I saw each other, we were in New Zealand together.
Sidst jeg så Hannah, der var vi i New Zealand sammen.
So good to see you, Hannah. Great to be in Denmark.
Godt at være i Danmark.
One of the reasons I'm here doing two Sundays in Denmark.
En af de andre grunde til, at jeg er to søndage her i Danmark.
Is that my lovely daughter has now given us a second grandson.
Er at min dejlige datter nu har givet os barnebarn nummer to, en lille dreng.
So we're really happy about that.
Så vi er bare så glade.
So that's one of the reasons my wife is not here right now.
Så det er derfor min kone ikke er med nu.
She kind of woke up this morning and she said, listen to you or be with my grandchildren.
Hun vågnede i morgen og tænkte, skal jeg lytte til min mand eller være sammen med mine børnebørn?
Yeah, it was an easy decision.
Og det var ret nemt valg.
So she'll probably be there tonight.
Hun kommer nok i aften.
Hey, I want to speak to you tonight, this afternoon, about the subject of your breakthrough is in the stretch.
Det tema jeg vil tale om nu her i eftermiddag, det er dit gennembrud i det at strække dig.
Let me ask you a question.
Lad mig lige stille jer et spørgsmål.
2020. Nobody expected what we're living right now.
Der var ingen, der havde forventet det, vi lever i lige nu.
You know, I remember traveling to different places and hearing some of these great prophecies.
Jeg har rejst mange steder og hørt nogle dejlige profetier.
All the great things that are going to happen in 2020.
Alle de her fede ting, der skulle ske i 2020.
We're going to have 2020 vision.
Have vision for 2020.
We're going to have 2020 growth.
Vi skal have vækst i 2020.
You know, and then COVID-19 hit.
Og så rammer det her COVID-19.
And it was almost like God looked down and said, "I want all of you to go to your rooms and don't come out till you've learned your lesson."
Det var ligesom om at Gud han sendte os alle sammen ind på værelset, så kunne vi ikke få lov til at komme ud og spise noget.
You know, I felt like I was 13 again.
Det var som om jeg var 13 år igen.
And I'd been naughty.
Og jeg havde været uartig.
And it was like nobody was allowed to travel anywhere or do anything.
Og ingen fik lov til at rejse nogen steder eller lave noget som helst.
And that creates all kinds of pressures.
Og det skaber en masse forskellige typer af pres.
You know, you heard earlier, I resigned as the senior pastor and my executive pastor took over in November of last year.
I ved, jeg er trådt tilbage som senior præst, og den anden, min efterfølger, overtog i november sidste år.
And I'm part of the global team for Equippers Church around the world. We have about 40 congregations.
Ja, og jeg er en del af det internationale del af Equippers, så vi har 40 menigheder rundt omkring.
And so, you know, part of my role is to travel to different countries and to train leaders and help churches.
Og min rolle er blandt andet at rejse rundt i forskellige lande og træne ledere.
And you have to understand, that's how I live.
Og I må forstå, det er sådan, jeg lever.
I came off salary in November last year.
Jeg har ikke fået løn siden november sidste år.
So November was great.
Så november
December
var dejlig.
December was great.
Og det samme var december.
January was great.
Januar var dejlig.
February, I said to my wife, this is working out wonderfully.
Og i februar sagde jeg til min kone, det kører bare det her.
And then COVID-19.
Og så kom COVID-19.
And it's like, oh my goodness.
Oh nej.
It's like suddenly a stretch comes in a way you weren't expecting.
Pludselig blev strukket på en måde, vi slet ikke havde set komme.
But I have a message of hope for you this afternoon.
Men jeg kommer med et budskab om håb her i eftermiddag.
Because we are the people of God.
Fordi vi er Guds folk.
And you know, five times in the book of Deuteronomy.
Og i 5. Mosebog, der er der 5 gange.
It's described that God saved Israel with an outstretched arm.
Hvor det beskrives, at Gud han frelste Israel med sin udstrakte hånd.
Let me read to you just one of those verses.
Lad mig bare lige læse et af de verser.
In Deuteronomy 9:29, it says this: Yet they are your people and your inheritance. This is Moses talking to God, whom you brought out by your mighty power and by your outstretched arm. Ja, Deuteronomy 9:29.
Okay, i den danske version, der står der, vis dog, at de dit ejendomsfolk, at det ikke var forgæves, at du med magt og vælge førte dem ud af Egypten.
Yeah, but it's outstretched arm in the Hebrew.
Ja, og i den hebraiske version står der, at det var ved Guds udstrakte arm.
This is where the Danish doesn't quite keep pace with the
Hebrew.
Ja, her
kan det danske ikke helt leve op til det.
You can check it up when you get home, but believe me, it's an outstretched arm.
Tjek det bare op, når I kommer hjem, men tro mig, Guds udstrakte arm.
So in the Bible, there's the finger of God.
Så i Bibelen er der Guds finger.
There's the hand of God.
Guds hånd.
And then there's the arm of the Lord.
Og Guds arm.
The finger of God is all about conviction.
Guds finger har med overbevisning at gøre.
Do you remember in the book of Daniel?
I Daniels bog.
A finger appeared and wrote on the wall, "Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, your weight in the balance and found wanting."
Der var der en finger, som skrev på væggen en hel masse, som jeg ikke lige kan huske på dansk.
See, if I touch Ben... That was the edited version.
Hvis jeg nu rørte ved Bente.
If I touch Bente... Here... Even without looking, she knows where I'm touching her.
Ja, selv uden at kigge, så ved hun, hvor jeg holder min finger.
The finger of God is like that.
Sådan er det også med Guds finger.
You know when it's the Holy Spirit convicting you, because it's specific.
Ja. Du ved, hvornår at det er Helligånden, der overbeviser dig, for du kan mærke det.
I want to talk to you about the way you spoke to your wife.
Jeg vil tale om, hvordan han talte til din kone.
I want to talk to you about the way you handle your money.
Og hvordan han håndterer din økonomi.
I want to talk to you about the way you treat your children.
Og måden du behandler dine børn.
It's very specific.
Meget specifikt.
It's the finger of God.
Det er Guds finger.
Condemnation doesn't work like that.
Sådan fungerer det ikke med fordømmelse.
Condemnation is like a bucket of water.
Fordømmelse er som spand vand.
You just feel bad all over.
Du har det bare dårligt over det hele.
Conviction is never like that.
Sådan er det ikke med, og sådan er det aldrig med overbevisning.
It's like a finger.
Det er som en finger.
Specific.
Som rører ved dig
God
helt
points
specifikt.
To one area.
Gud, han peger på et område.
With the rich young ruler.
Ligesom med den unge mand.
Sell what you have.
Sælg alt hvad du ejer.
Give it to the poor.
Giv det til de fattige.
That's so specific.
Det er utroligt specifikt.
Because that was his issue.
For det var det, det handlede om.
Money had become his idol.
Penge var blevet hans afgud.
So Jesus nailed his issue.
Så Jesus satte fingeren på hans problem.
The hand of God is different.
Guds hånd er anderledes.
In the Psalms it says you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
I Salmernes bog der står du åbner din hånd og tilfredsstiller alle levende væseners behov.
The hand of God is about blessing.
Guds hånd handler om velsignelse.
The hand of God is about provision.
Om forsørgelse.
When the priest would bless the people, he'd lift up his hand.
Når præsten velsigner mennesker, så løfter han sin hånd.
When Jesus wanted to heal people, he would lay hands on them.
Når Jesus han helbredte, så lagde han hånden på.
The hand of God is about blessing, provision, healing.
Guds hånd er om helbredelse.
But the arm of the Lord.
Men Guds arm.
That's about deliverance.
Det handler om at blive udfriet.
That's about salvation.
Om frelse.
That's about God exercising his kingship.
Det er hvor Gud han viser at han udviser sit kongedømme.
And five times in the book of Deuteronomy.
Og fem gange i 5. Mosebog.
We're told that God delivered his people.
Læser vi at Gud han udfriede sit folk.
With a mighty hand.
Med hans mægtige arm.
And an outstretched arm.
Og en udstrakt arm.
Now let me ask you to do something.
Nu vil jeg lige bede jer om at gøre noget.
Just take your hands and stretch them as high as you can.
Stræk dig så højt du kan.
Now give me a little more.
Lidt mere, kom.
Okay. Did you notice?
Opdagede I noget?
When I said as high as you can.
Da jeg sagde så højt I kan.
And then I said a little bit more, you all went
og
further.
Og lidt mere, så kunne I alle sammen lidt mere.
Isn't it interesting?
Er det ikke interessant?
That when we're being stretched.
At når vi bliver strukket.
We can always go a little bit further.
Så kan vi altså lige klare lidt mere.
And God understands that.
Og det forstår Gud godt.
And many times God has set us up.
Og mange gange så har Gud sat os.
Because our breakthrough and deliverance comes in the stretch.
For han sat os i en situation, fordi at vores gennembrud og vores frihed kommer i at vi bliver strukket.
In the book of Joshua.
I Josuas bog.
There's a story about how Joshua needed to take the next city.
Er der en historie om hvordan Josua skulle indtage den næste by?
It was the city of Ai.
Det var byen Ai.
They had already been defeated once by this city.
De var allerede blevet overvundet en gang i den her
And now God speaks to Joshua and he tells him these words.
Og nu siger Gud altså det her til Josua.
Stretch out your spear that's in your hand.
Stræk det spyd, du har i hånden.
So he took a weapon.
Så han tog et våben.
And he stretched it out.
Og han strakte det ud.
It was a prophetic action.
Det var en profetisk handling.
And as he stretched out the spear that was in his hand towards the city.
Og da han strakte det her spyd, som var i hans hånd, imod den her by.
The man attacked the city.
Så angreb hans folk byen.
And then it goes on to say in verse 26 of Joshua 8.
Og i vers 26, der står der.
Joshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai.
At Joshua han tog ikke sin arm ned før at hele byen var indtaget.
In other words, he stretched.
Med andre ord, han strakte sig.
And he held the stretch.
Og han holdt det her stræk.
He kept it there.
Han holdt det.
Till he got his breakthrough.
Indtil han fik sit gennembrud.
You know, many times I think as believers,
mange gange så som troende,
God invites us to go further.
Så inviterer Gud os til at gå lidt længere.
And we feel the stretch.
Og vi kan mærke, at vi bliver strukket.
How many of you know a stretch is never comfortable?
Hvordan mange af jer ved godt, at det ikke er rart at blive strukket?
Have you discovered that yet?
Har I opdaget det?
A stretch is never comfortable.
Det er ikke rart at blive strukket.
We feel it immediately.
Vi kan mærke det med det samme.
But Joshua didn't pull back.
Men Joshua, han trak sig ikke tilbage.
He kept his arm extended till he got his breakthrough, the defeat of Ai.
Han holdt sin arm strukket ud indtil de fik deres sejr over.
Sometimes I'm talking to Christians.
Indimellem taler jeg med kristne.
And they say, yeah, I tried that.
Ja, jeg har prøvet det, siger de.
I say, well, how often did you try it?
Hvor mange gange har du prøvet?
Oh, I tried it for a week.
Ja, en uge.
I say, try doing it for 3 months.
Så siger jeg, prøver jo 3 måneder.
Take a stretch.
Stræk dig.
Really go for it.
Læg dig i det. Gå for
det. Nothing ever happens instantly or quickly. That's our culture.
Ting sker altså ikke bare med det samme eller super hurtigt. Vores
Thank
kultur.
God Denmark didn't buy into instant coffee.
Tak Gud, fordi at vi ikke kun drikker instant
Thank
kaffe
you,
i
Jesus.
Danmark. Tak Jesus for det.
One of the few places in the world I can get good coffee.
Et af de få steder i verden, hvor jeg kan få en god kop kaffe.
But I'm telling you, there's loads of Would you like coffee? And my first question is, what kind of coffee is
Når
there?
Når folk spørger mig, vil have en kop kaffe, så siger jeg, hvad snakker vi om for en kaffe?
And they bring out a jar of instant coffee. I said, water will be fine. Thank you very much.
Og så tager de instant kaffe frem, og jeg siger, jeg nøjes med vand, tak.
We all know how coffee should be.
Vi ved godt, hvordan kaffe skal smage.
It takes time, doesn't it?
Det tager tid med
some
kaffe.
Something shouldn't be fast.
Det er ikke alting, der bare skal gå stærkt.
In 1 Kings chapter 17.
I første kongebog kapitel 17.
Elijah was sent to stay with a widow who had a son.
Der bliver Elias sendt til enken, der har en søn.
The son died.
Sønnen han døde.
Do you know what Elijah did?
Ved I, hvad Elias han gjorde?
3 times.
3 gange.
This is what the Bible says.
Det står i Bibelen.
He stretched himself out over the lad.
Han strakte sig ud over den her knægt.
He stretched himself out.
Han strakte sig ud.
And the boy came back to life.
Og drengen kom tilbage til livet.
The same thing happened to Elisha.
Det samme skete med Elisa.
In 2 Kings chapter 4.
I 2. Kongebog kapitel 4.
So he did what he saw the prophet Elijah do.
Han gjorde, hvad han så profeten Elias gøre.
He stretched himself out of the over the boy, mouth to mouth, nose to nose, breath to breath.
Han strakte sig ud over drengen og ansigt til ansigt og åndedrag ned mod ham.
He only had to do it twice and the boy came back to life.
Men han skulle kun gøre det 2 gange og så kom drengen til live.
But the breakthrough came in the stretch.
Men gennembruddet det kom i det han da han strakte sig.
So today I want to talk to you about 4 areas.
Jeg vil tale om 4 områder i dag.
4 areas where God wants to stretch us.
Hvor Gud han ønsker at strække os.
It's always the preacher's son, always.
Det er altid præstens søn.
I want you to know that. Take a picture.
Jeg burde have vidst det.
We have the evidence.
I har beviset her.
The pastor's son.
Altid præstens søn.
God wants to stretch us in our reasoning, in our thinking.
Gud han ønsker at strække os i den måde vi tænker på vores
You know, many times the way we think limits what God wants to do.
Mange måder så begrænser vi Gud i den måde vi tænker.
Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5.
Ordsprogenes bog 3:5
says trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Står der stol på Gud af hele dit hjerte.
And don't lean on your own understanding.
Og forlad dig ikke på din egen forstand.
In other words, don't depend on your ability to work it out with your mind and your cleverness and your intellect and your thinking.
Med andre ord, lad være med at prøve at regne det hele ud med din egen hjerne, dit intellekt og din forstand.
Because that kind of thinking will let you down ultimately.
Fordi den slags tænkning vil til syvende og sidst svigte.
Trusting God with all your heart.
At stole på Gud med hele dit hjerte.
Means you may not have an answer for what is happening to you right now.
Betyder at du har måske ikke svaret på hvad der sker med dig lige nu.
But you trust God anyway.
Men du stoler på ham alligevel.
I was talking to a couple this week.
Jeg talte med et par her i løbet af ugen.
Whose three-year-old little girl died.
Hvis lille treårige datter, hun døde.
And my wife and I were speaking to them.
Min kone og jeg talte med dem.
And they wanted an answer.
Og de ville bare have et svar.
They wanted an explanation. Fair enough.
En forklaring. Jeg kan godt forstå det.
I said, listen, here's what I can tell you.
Og jeg sagde, det her, det er hvad jeg kan sige til jer.
Right now you're in pain.
Lige nu, der er I smerte.
And you want an answer.
Og I ønsker et svar.
You won't get an answer.
I får ikke et svar.
But you will get healing to your pain.
Men I får helbredelse af jeres
and
smerte.
One day,
og en dag,
you'll understand looking back why.
Så vil I forstå hvorfor i det I ser tilbage.
You have a great philosopher called Søren Kierkegaard.
I har en stor filosof, Søren Kierkegaard.
He made this statement.
Han har slået det her fast.
Life is understood looking back.
Livet forstås baglæns.
But it has to be lived going forward.
Men det skal leves forlæns.
You see, when you're in pain,
fordi når du er i smerte,
the best thing you can do is move forward.
Så det bedste du kan gøre, det er at blive ved med at bevæge dig fremad.
As you move forward, God will heal your pain.
Når du bevæger dig, så helbreder Gud din smerte.
And as you look back, you'll understand why it was there.
Og når du ser tilbage, så vil du forstå hvorfor.
But if you lean on your own understanding,
men hvis du kun stoler på din egen forståelse,
you'll be saying things like this.
Så siger du det her.
What did I do wrong?
Hvad har jeg gjort galt?
What did she do wrong?
Hvad har hun gjort galt?
What did we do wrong?
Hvad har vi gjort galt?
Why did God allow this?
Hvorfor tillod Gud det her?
You'll ask the wrong set of questions.
Du vil stille de forkerte spørgsmål.
There's a different set of questions we need to be asking.
Der er nogle helt andre spørgsmål vi skal stille.
Lord, what step can I take today?
Herre, hvilket skridt kan jeg tage i dag?
That will allow your presence and your healing to flow into my pain.
Som vil tillade dit nærvær, din helbredelse til at flyde ind i mit liv.
What step of obedience can I take?
Hvilket skridt i at adlyde kan jeg tage i dag?
That will allow your presence to be real in my situation.
Som kan tillade dit nærvær at være virkelig i min situation.
That's a great question to ask.
Det er et godt spørgsmål.
Because the answers to your pain will come later in life. They won't come while you're in your pain.
Fordi svarene på din smerte kommer senere i livet, de kommer ikke imens du er i smerten.
It says in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths.
Det står i alle områder, se hvem han er og han vil vejlede din sti.
You know, where is your reason being stretched?
Hvor er din begrundelse for at blive strukket?
In Matthew 14.
I Matthæus 14.
We have the story of Jesus walking on the water.
Der har vi historien om Jesus der går på vandet.
Now I love this story.
Jeg elsker den her historie.
Partly because he's named Peter.
Lidt fordi han at det handler om Peter.
Haha. It's a great name.
Det er et dejligt navn.
And he's the only one who dared to ask Jesus, can I walk on water?
Han er den eneste der tør sige til Jesus, hey, må jeg også komme ud på vandet?
There's 11 other disciples who never made that request.
Der var 11 andre disciple der aldrig åbnede munden.
So I have a lot of admiration for this guy.
Så jeg beundrer ham her guden helt vildt.
He dared to ask.
Han vågede at spørge.
And Jesus said yes.
Og Jesus sagde ja.
That's amazing too.
Det er også helt vildt stort.
Like he didn't say sorry, this is only for messiahs.
Beklager. Jesus sagde ikke, nej, det her det er kun for messias.
You know, are you the son of God?
Er du måske Guds søn?
You know, did you make the world?
Har du skabt verden?
You know, do you have the Holy Spirit without measure? I don't think so.
Har du måske Helligånden i utømmeligt mål? Det tror jeg ikke.
Jesus didn't say any of that stuff.
Det sagde Jesus ingenting om.
He said the most empowering word that's ever been written in the New Testament.
Men han sagde det mest opmuntrende ord, som du finder i hele det nye testamente.
Come.
Kom.
One word.
Et ord.
That changed Peter's reality.
Som forandrede Peters virkelighed.
And instead of leaning on his own understanding and saying you can't do this, he got out of the boat and walked on water.
I stedet for at forlade sig på sin egen forstand, som sagde det her det kan du ikke, så troede han på Gud og gik videre på båden.
Now I'm glad you're excited about that like I am.
Jeg er glad for at I også er begejstret.
He got out of the boat and walked on water.
Han gik ud af vandet og gik på vandet.
That's astonishing. You cannot do that kind of stuff if you lean on your own understanding.
Du kan altså ikke gøre sådan noget her, hvis du kun går ud fra din egen forstand.
The problem with most Christians today is they want to see God do a miracle, but they don't want God to put them in a place where they're the ones who need it.
Problemet med mange kristne i dag er, at de ønsker, at Gud skal gøre et mirakel, men de ønsker ikke at blive bragt i en situation, hvor Gud får lov til at gøre et mirakel.
I hear Christians complain all the time. Why don't we see more miracles?
Jeg hører kristne sige hele tiden, hvorfor ser vi ikke flere mirakler?
My question to them is, well, are you willing to say yes to God to be in the place where you're the one who needs it?
Og jeg spørger dem, er du villig til at være i en situation, hvor du har brug for et mirakel?
You need a financial miracle.
Find lige ud af, hvad dit mirakel skal
være. You need a healing miracle.
Du har brug for et helbredelses.
Are you willing to say yes to that?
Er du villig til at sige ja til det?
Then shut up.
Eller så klap i.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Forstår I mig?
It's like, come on.
Hello.
God wants to do miracles.
Gud, han ønsker at gøre mirakler.
But somebody has to dare to ask.
Men nogen skal våge at spørge efter.
Peter dared to ask.
Peter vågede at spørge.
He's walking on the water, and then what happens?
Han går på vandet. Hvad sker der?
His mind kicked in.
Så slog hjernen pludselig
he
til.
He saw the wind and the waves.
Han så vinden og bølgerne.
He said, "Hang on a minute."
Oh nej, vent lige lidt.
I'm a long way from the boat.
Båden er langt væk.
I should not be doing this.
Jeg burde nok ikke gøre det.
What was I thinking?
Hvad havde jeg tænkt?
And he started to sink.
Og han begyndte at synke.
And as soon as he started to sink, he called out to Jesus, "Lord, save me."
Og da han begyndte at synke, så råber han til Jesus, "Frels mig."
Aren't you glad?
Er I glad for?
That Jesus didn't say what most of our parents have said.
At Jesus ikke sagde det, som de fleste af vores forældre sagde.
I can hear my father now.
Jeg hører min far.
You made your bed, now lie in it.
Nu må du ligge, som du har redt.
You have that saying in Danish?
Yes.
I hate that phrase.
Jeg hader det udtryk.
I heard my father say that to me so many times.
Jeg hørte simpelthen min far sige det her til mig.
Dad, help me! You made your bed, now lie in it.
Far, hjælp mig. Jamen, prøv, nu ligger du, som du har redt.
You know, that's a parent's way of saying, you're on your own.
Det er bare en forældres måde at sige, du må klare dig selv.
Jesus didn't say that to Peter.
Det sagde Jesus ikke til Peter.
I want to read to you what happened.
Nu skal jeg læse for jer, hvad der skete.
It says, and immediately.
Og det står, og øjeblikkeligt.
I love that word in the Bible.
Jeg elsker det ord i Bibelen.
Immediately.
Øjeblikkeligt.
Jesus didn't say, let me pray about that.
Jesus sagde ikke, åh, lad mig lige bede over det.
Have you met Christians who do that?
Det er der mange kristne, der
gør. Let me pray about that. Oh, it sounds so spiritual, doesn't it?
Det er da ikke særlig åndeligt, er det?
You know, you ask them to serve. Oh, let me pray about that.
Du spørger om lov til at være med til at tjene, og de siger, åh, lad mig lige bede over.
Too harsh for a Sunday afternoon.
Ej, er det lidt for voldsomt til en søndag eftermiddag, det her?
Immediately.
Øjeblikkeligt.
Peter asked for help.
Da Peter bad om hjælp.
Immediately.
Øjeblikkeligt.
Here's what it says. He stretched out his hand.
Jesus strakte sin arm ud.
Jesus endured the stretch because of the need of somebody else.
Jesus han udholdt det her stræk på grund af en andens behov.
What stretch are you willing to take because of someone else's need?
Hvilket stræk er du villig til at udholde på grund af en andens behov?
Well, it's not my responsibility. They got out of the boat. That's not
det er
my
ikke mit ansvar, de har selv rodet sig ud i det der.
Well, Joel said he wanted to do that. That's not my responsibility. He said he's going to do it.
Joel sagde han ville gøre det der. Det er der hans problem. That's det var han selv om.
And then Jesus speaks to him and said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
Og Jesus han siger, "Åh, du lidtroende, hvorfor tvivlede du?"
I've meditated on that scripture for years.
Jeg har mediteret over det skriftord i årevis.
I know, 20 years.
20 år.
I thought about it a lot.
Jeg har tænkt meget over det.
Because in other places Jesus said, "If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can move a mountain."
Fordi andre steder så står der, at Jesus han siger, har du tro som et sennepsfrø?
So when Jesus says you have little faith, he's not talking about the size of the faith. It's not a quantitative measure here. He's talking about.
Så da Jesus han siger, du lidetroende, så handler det altså ikke om størrelsen på Peters tro.
Here's the deal.
Det er det her.
Peter got out of the boat.
Peter går ud af båden.
And he walked on the water.
Han går på vandet.
I don't know for how long.
Jeg ved ikke hvor lang tid.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Vi lader tvivlen komme ham til gode.
30 seconds.
30 sekunder.
It's pretty good.
Det er sådan rimelig godt.
Half a minute maybe.
Et halvt minut.
So here's the thing.
Det er sådan her.
How far could you walk in 30 seconds?
Hvor langt kan du gå på 30 sekunder?
You could get out of this place quickly.
Du kan godt gå her ud af den her bygning.
Now here's what Jesus meant.
Det er det her som Jesus han mener.
You did the hard bit.
Du har allerede gjort det svære.
You got out of the boat.
Du kom ud af båden.
And you walked.
Og du gik.
All you needed to do.
Det eneste du skulle gøre
was keep walking.
Var at blive ved med at gå.
The little was little in time. The little faith was little in time. It didn't last long.
Okay, den her lille tro handlede om at troen varede i kort tid.
That's what he meant by you have little faith.
Det var det han mente med lille tro.
It lasted for such a short time.
Den varede simpelthen i så kort tid.
Hey, have you ever left church?
Har du nogensinde gået ud af kirken?
Well, you said I'm going to do this next week.
Og du sagde i næste uge så gør jeg det her.
Come Wednesday, you've forgotten all about it.
Men om onsdagen har du glemt alt om det.
You were good for 2 days.
Du klarede det i 2 dage.
Hey, how many times at Christmas have you said in the new year?
Hvor mange år omkring jul så?
I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week.
Næste år så tager jeg et træningscenter 3 dage.
You lost 2 weeks.
Du klarede 2 uger.
And then it's gone out of the window.
Og så er det pist væk ud af vinduet.
What happened?
Hvad skete der?
You didn't have enduring faith.
Du havde ikke en udholdende tro.
You had a little bit of faith.
Du havde en lille tro.
But it's faith that endures.
Men det er troen som
it's
udholder.
It's faith that perseveres.
Troen der bliver ved.
And here's the great thing.
Og det her er den fede ting.
You're allowed to fail.
Du har lov til at fejle.
And God will be there with an outstretched arm to grab you.
Og Gud han er der med en udstrakt arm, han griber
until
dig.
Until you learn the lesson and you learn to do it for longer next time.
Indtil du har lært at klare det længere næste gang.
That's the great thing about the kingdom.
Det er det fantastiske ved
failure never disqualifies you. It gives you the opportunity to do it better next time.
At fejle, det vil aldrig nogensinde diskvalificere dig, men det vil give dig muligheden for at klare det længere næste gang.
Friends, I'm preaching much better than you're responding right now.
Altså, jeg...
Come on. Come on. Where in your thinking have you got a shift?
Hvor i din tankegang har du brug for et skifte?
Where is God stretching you to trust him in a new way in your thinking?
Hvor i din tro strækker Gud dig for at du skal tro ham på en ny måde?
Let's talk about being stretched in our relationships.
Lad os tale om at blive strukket i vores forhold, relationer.
I don't think there's an area in life where I've been more stretched than in my relationships.
Jeg tror ikke der er et område i hele mit liv hvor jeg er blevet strukket mere end i mine relationer.
I've been able to handle most stretches.
Jeg har klaret de fleste stræk.
But the stretch in a relationship is really hard to handle sometimes.
Men strækket i et forhold er utroligt svært at klare indimellem.
My wife and I were very happy with 3 children.
Min kone og jeg, vi var vældig godt tilfreds med 3 børn.
And then every time we traveled to Denmark, she got pregnant.
Men hver gang vi kom til Danmark, så blev hun gravid.
It was like 3 times we came to Denmark and we ended up with 3 more kids.
Så vi var i Danmark 3 gange, vi fik 3 mere børn.
This is a very fruitful country.
Det er et meget frugtbart land.
I remember my wife looking at me and saying, "We need to stop going to Denmark."
Og jeg kan bare huske, at jeg sagde, vi bliver nødt til at lade være med at gå til Danmark.
We took radical action.
Vi tog en øjeblikkelig beslutning.
Now here's my point.
Og det her er min pointe.
We thought we could handle 3 kids.
Vi tænkte, vi kan godt klare 3 børn.
We actually have 6 kids.
Vi har faktisk 6 børn.
That wasn't the plan.
Det var ikke planen.
But you know what?
Men ved hvad?
We embraced the stretch.
Men vi modtog det her stræk.
We didn't say, let's get rid of them.
Vi sagde ikke, lad os skille os af med de unger.
We thought about that since then.
Det har vi overvejet efterfølgende.
My mother's Italian.
Min mor er italiener.
Oh my goodness.
Hold nu op.
Italian women, they're very strong.
Italienske kvinder er meget stærke.
You think Danish women are strong? Wait till you meet an Italian mother.
Tror I, at danske kvinder er stærke, så vent til at møde en italiensk mor.
You know, and there's a story in the Bible where Jesus is teaching his disciples.
Der er en historie i Bibelen, hvor Jesus han underviser disciplene.
And there's a guy at the back waving at Jesus.
Og nede bag, der
trying
en,
to get his attention.
Der prøver at vinke, hey, Jesus, må jeg få din opmærksomhed.
And then he walks in.
Og så kommer han ind.
And he walks up to Jesus.
Og han kommer hen til Jesus.
He's whispering in his ear.
Og så visker han.
Your mother and your brothers are outside.
Hey, din mor og din bror er udenfor.
And they want to talk to you.
Og de vil gerne snakke med dig.
Now.
Nu.
This is Jesus.
Det er Jesus.
He's not 15.
Han er altså ikke 15.
He's 32.
Han er 32.
It's embarrassing.
Det er pinligt der.
Can you imagine that?
Forestil dig.
Imagine my mum is at the door.
Prøv lige at forestille min mor, hun
står
derude.
We're here.
Vi er her alle sammen.
I'm teaching.
Jeg underviser.
We're having a great time.
Vi har det hyggeligt.
Somebody walk. Hey, your mum's outside.
Pludselig kommer der en. Hey, din mor er udenfor.
And I promise you, a Jewish mother is exactly like an Italian mother.
Og jeg garanterer for, en jødisk mor er ligesom en italiensk mor.
When she says she wants to see you, she wants to see you, and it's not usually because she wants to bless you.
Hvis hun siger, hun vil snakke med dig, så vil hun snakke med dig, og det er sandsynligvis ikke, fordi hun vil velsigne dig.
So Jesus stands there.
Så Jesus, han står der.
And he says, "Who is my mother?"
Og han siger, hvem er min mor?
And I hear that and I read that and I think, did you really say that?
Og jeg hører det, og jeg tænker, nej Jesus, sagde du virkelig det?
I mean, if that wasn't in the Bible, I wouldn't believe it.
Hvis ikke det stod i Bibelen, så ville jeg ikke tro på det.
Because I know how my mother would react.
Jeg ved godt, hvordan min mor ville reagere.
If we were here and I said, who is my mother? There's a little Italian. I tell you who your mother is, you naughty boy.
Hvis jeg stod her, og jeg sagde, hvem er min mor, så garanterer for, hun ville stå der og sige, hvad billeder du dig ind, din slemme knæk? Jeg er din mor.
Come here and I'll show you.
Kom her, så skal jeg vise dig noget.
You know, that would be my mother.
Det ville min mor gøre.
And he, you know, here's Jesus in this situation. Who is my mother?
Og her står Jesus, hvem er min mor?
Don't you think sometimes Jesus says stuff that's just a little uncomfortable?
Siger Jesus ikke nogle gange nogle ting, der er sådan en lille bitte smule ubehagelige?
You know, am I the only one who reads this book and thinks, oh?
Er jeg den eneste, der læser det her og tænker, hvad?
And then he completely redefines relationships.
Og så redefinerer han hele begrebet relationer og forhold.
He points to his disciples.
Han peger på disciplene.
Behold.
Hør efter.
My sister. My brother.
Min søster, min bror.
My mother.
Mor.
Those who hear the word of God and do it.
Dem som hører, nej, min mor, min bror, er dem som hører Guds ord og gør det.
Do you think that brought a stretch?
Tror I det medfuld, at det bragte sådan en stræk?
In his relationship with his family.
I hans forhold til hans familie.
I remember when I was 22.
Jeg kan huske, da jeg var 22.
I was studying civil engineering at Manchester University.
Og jeg læste til at blive civilingeniør på Manchester Universitet.
God told me to go to Bible college.
Og Gud sagde, at tage på bibelskole.
So I left university.
Jeg forlod universitetet.
I was 22.
Jeg var 22.
I remember telling my parents.
Og jeg skulle sige til mine forældre.
Ooh la la. That was not a good day.
Det var ikke nogen god dag.
Oh my goodness.
Hold nu op.
The guilt.
Skylden.
We've worked so hard for you.
Men vi har knoklet sådan for din skyld.
We've sacrificed so much that you could go there.
Vi har ofret så meget for at du kunne komme derhen.
You're really disappointing us now.
Du skuffer os virkelig lige nu.
God would never ask you to do that.
Det vil Gud aldrig nogen som bede dig om at gøre.
I nearly died under the weight of guilt.
Jeg døde næsten under det her skyldspres.
I remember going away and praying and just rethinking.
Og jeg tog derfra, jeg bad, jeg tænkte over det igen.
My parents were not believers at the time.
Mine forældre var ikke selv kommet til tro på det her tidspunkt.
I remember the Lord saying, I'm going to use this.
Og jeg husker han sagde, jeg bruger det her.
Trust me.
Stol på mig.
Don't lean on your own understanding.
Lad være med at regne med din egen forstand.
So I did.
Så det var det jeg gjorde.
I said to my parents, I'm very grateful for every sacrifice you've ever made for me.
Og jeg sagde til mine forældre, jeg er utroligt taknemmelig for hver eneste offer I har gjort for min skyld.
You're wonderful people.
I er fantastiske.
You've done wonderful things.
I har gjort gode ting.
But I'm 22 years of age.
Men jeg er 22 år gammel.
This is my life.
Det er mit liv.
This is my decision.
Det er min beslutning.
I'm going.
Og jeg går på bibelskolen.
And I did.
Og det gjorde jeg.
And it stretched.
Og det strakte
our relationship.
Vores forhold.
My father was so angry with me. I hardly spoke to him for 3 years.
Min far, han blev så sur, at vi næsten ikke snakkede i 3 år.
He just didn't want to talk to me.
Han gad ikke snakke med mig.
He refused to come to my wedding.
Han nægtede at komme til mit bryllup.
That was a stretch.
Det var virkelig et stræk.
And the Holy Spirit just kept on saying to me.
Og Helligånden blev ved med at sige til mig.
Those who honor me, I will honor.
Dem som ærer mig, vil jeg ære.
This will there'll be a payoff later.
Du får belønningen senere.
Yeah, it took 20 years for my father to come to faith.
Det tog 20 år før min far han kom til tro.
20 years.
20 år.
Finally at the end.
Men endelig.
It's the pastor's kids again.
Oh.
Finally at the end. Finally at the end.
Men endelig.
He looked to me.
Så kiggede han på mig.
Said, I'm glad you've made the choices.
Og sagde, jeg er så glad for at du traf de valg du gjorde.
In the beginning.
I begyndelsen.
It was stretched.
Så blev det strukket.
It was difficult.
Det var svært.
But in the end.
Men til sidst.
It became close.
Så blev det tæt.
Never fear the stretch.
Vær aldrig bange for at blive strukket.
The stretch is where the breakthrough can come.
Fordi når du bliver strukket, så er der plads til gennembrud.
Where is God stretching you in your relationships?
Hvor strækker Gud dig i dine relationer?
Paul wrote to the Philippian church.
Paulus skrev til Filipperne.
And there were two women in that church.
Og der var to kvinder i den her menighed.
Who worked really closely with him.
Som arbejdede tæt sammen med ham.
Euodia and Syntyche.
Og de hed det der.
Yes. But these two women,
men de her to kvinder,
they had two different ideas about how to work.
De havde to helt forskellige opfattelser af hvordan man arbejder.
And Paul writes to them.
Og Paulus skriver til dem.
Can you imagine hearing this letter and your name is read out loud?
Prøv lige at forestille dig, at det her brev bliver læst højt og dit navn står i det.
Can you, you're just there, these two women. Obviously, one is sitting on one side of the church and the other is sitting on the other side of the church. And I really don't want to talk to her right now.
De her to kvinder, de sidder hver sin ende af rummet, og de har virkelig ikke lyst til at tale med hinanden lige nu.
But they're both great women.
Men de er begge som gode kvinder.
But somehow something had come in their relationship.
Men der er på en eller anden måde sket noget i deres forhold til hinanden.
And Paul says, I want you to help them.
Og Paulus han siger, nu vil jeg hjælpe dem.
To have
dem.
The same mind.
Til at komme ind og tænke på den samme måde.
To have the same goal.
Til at få det samme mål.
I want you to stretch out to them so that they can come together again.
Jeg vil have at du skal strække dig ud mod dem så de kan komme sammen, sætte sammen igen.
Where in your relationships in life?
Hvor i dine relationer i livet?
Do you need to take a stand?
Har du brug for ligesom at tage et ståsted, et standpunkt?
And take a stretch.
Og strække dig derfra.
And it's never easy.
Det er aldrig let.
And if you don't,
og hvis ikke du gør det,
you'll never become who God's made you to be.
Så vil du aldrig blive den som Gud han har tænkt for dig at blive.
Here's the problem with every relationship.
Det her er problemet i alle forhold.
We all have expectations of each other.
Vi har alle sammen forventninger til hinanden.
And what we have to do is redefine the expectations.
Det vi har brug for at gøre, det er at redefinere de her forventninger.
Now listen, if you're 15 years of age,
hvis du er 15 år gammel,
do what your parents tell you.
Gør det som dine forældre siger til dig.
Make your bed.
Red din seng.
Do your homework.
Lav dine lektier.
And be thankful that they're the ones paying all the bills.
Og vær taknemmelig for at de betaler alle regningerne.
But when you reach 22 and you've got your own job,
men når du bliver 22 år,
and you're earning your own money,
tjener dine egne penge,
and you feel God is telling you to do something,
og du føler Gud siger du skal gøre noget,
do it then.
Så gør det.
But don't tell me at 15.
Men lad være med at komme til mig som 15 år.
God is telling you to tell what your parents to do. Jesus, at 12 years of age, Jesus went home and was subject to his parents.
Ja, for da Jesus han var 12 år, så tog han hjem sammen med sine forældre og var lydig mod dem.
Do you know under Jewish law, you're not a man till you're 30.
Ifølge jødisk lov, så er du ikke en mand før du er 40.
You have your bar mitzvah at 12. You're a son of the law at 12, but you're not a man in community till you're 30.
Du har din du bliver fejret når du er 12 år, men du er ikke en mand ifølge loven før du er 40.
So Jesus waited till he was 30.
Så Jesus ventede til han var 40.
12.
No.
30.
Tak. Yeah. 30, jeg tænkte også lige 40.
Det er fint.
Hvor står det i Bibelen?
Could you wait that long?
No, men kunne I vente så længe?
Could you wait that long?
Kunne I vente så længe?
Here's the last one I want to talk about.
Her kommer den sidste.
Stretching in our resources.
At blive strukket i vores ressourcer.
You know, I've talked to pastors all over the world.
Jeg har talt med pastorer over hele verden.
I've never in 40 years of ministry had a pastor say this to me.
Men i løbet af 40 år er der aldrig en pastor der har sagt det her til mig.
We've got all the money we need.
Vi har alle de penge vi har brug for.
We've got all the people we need.
Vi har alle de frivillige vi har brug for.
We've got all the time we need.
Vi har al den tid vi har brug for.
It's amazing.
Det er fantastisk.
In fact, we have so much we don't know what to do.
Faktisk så har vi så meget af alt vi ikke ved hvad vi skal gøre med det.
Every pastor I've ever met,
enhver pastor jeg nogensinde har mødt,
has a vision,
har en vision
that is bigger than their current reality.
Som er større end deres nuværende virkelighed.
Because they're men of vision,
fordi de er mænd af vision,
they need more money,
så har de brug for flere penge.
They need more people,
flere mennesker.
They need more resources,
flere ressourcer.
And Jesus,
og Jesus
never allowed resource to determine his vision.
Tillod aldrig ressourcer at afgøre hans vision.
He declared a vision that attracted resource.
Han proklamerede den vision som tiltræk.
So when 5000 people needed to be fed.
Så da 5000 mennesker skulle have mad.
What was their resource?
Hvad var deres ressource så?
5 loaves and 2 fish.
5 brød og 2 fisk.
Natural thinking kicked in with Philip.
Og hos Philip der slog hans egen forstand i gang.
What are these among so many?
Men det er jo ingenting til så mange.
This is nothing.
Det er jo ingenting.
Jesus had a smile on his face.
Og Jesus han smilede.
This is what the Father's given us.
Det er det Faderen har givet os.
Let's start there.
Så starter vi der.
And he started with thanksgiving.
Og han startede med at sige tak.
Hey, listen.
Hør
godt efter. When you never have enough,
når du aldrig har nok,
start with thanksgiving.
Så start med at sige tak.
Say thank you for the little that you do have.
Sig tak for det lidt du faktisk har.
Don't complain about what you don't have.
Lad være med at brokke dig over det du ikke har.
Start with, Lord, this is all I've got, but thank you.
Start med at sige, Herre, det er alt jeg
har.
Thank
you that you trust me with this.
Tak fordi at du har.
And then the next thing Jesus did was he said thank you and then he blessed it.
Det næste Jesus han gjorde efter at have sagt tak, det var han velsignede det.
Because the multiplication comes in the blessing.
Fordi at mangfoldiggørelsen kommer gennem velsignelsen.
And then he broke it.
Og så brød han det.
And shared it.
Og delte det ud.
5000 were fed.
5000 mennesker fik mad.
That's just the men.
Og det var kun mænd, slet ikke.
Doesn't talk about the women and children. They didn't number them.
Kvinderne og børnene slet ikke talt med.
12 baskets left over.
12 kurve var der så overs.
They ended up with more than what they began with.
De ender op med mere end de startede med.
Where is your resource being stretched?
Hvor bliver din ressource strukket?
You know, during these 5 months.
I løbet af de her 5 måneder.
My income stopped.
Var min indkomst den stoppet?
I calculated that I lost in the region of 200,000 kroner.
Har jeg regnet lidt på, at jeg har mistet omkring 200.000 kroner.
It's quite a bit of money.
Det er da en sjat.
And I said, Lord, what would you like me to do?
Jeg sagde, Herre, hvad vil du gerne have, jeg skal gøre?
I got this scripture from Timothy.
Og så fik jeg det her skriftsted fra Timotheus.
Even though I'm bound in prison, even though I'm bound.
Og Paulus han siger, selvom jeg er fanget her i fængslet og bundet.
The word of God is not bound.
Så er Guds ord ikke bundet.
So I said to myself, I'm going to do what Paul did.
Så jeg sagde til mig selv, jeg vil gøre ligesom Paulus.
I'm going to write.
Jeg vil skrive.
I can't travel.
Jeg kan ikke rejse.
So I'll write.
Så skriver jeg.
So I've written 2 books.
Så jeg skrev 2 bøger.
I'm writing a third book.
Og jeg er i gang med den tredje.
Redeeming the time. See,
det er at forløse tiden.
The one thing I've got right now is a lot of time.
Fordi det eneste jeg har lige nu, det er masser af tid.
I don't have huge amounts of opportunity.
Jeg har ikke masser af muligheder.
But here's the lovely thing.
Men det her det er det fede ved det.
When I've gone online.
Når jeg er gået online.
And I've preached a message.
Og jeg har prædiket Guds ord.
My friends have paid me as if I was there visiting.
Så har mine venner faktisk betalt mig som om jeg faktisk var hos dem.
But I didn't have the hassle of a hotel or traveling or being away from my family.
Men jeg skulle slet ikke bøvle med at rejse og booke hotel og være væk fra min familie.
In fact, as long as I wear a nice shirt, I can be in my pajama trousers.
Så længe jeg bare havde en pæn skjorte på, så kunne jeg bare være i natbukser.
And as long as the camera doesn't go lower than here, nobody knows.
Og det er der ingen der ved når kameraet ikke går længere ned end hertil.
It's great.
Det er så fedt.
I'm loving it.
Jeg elsker det.
Jackie says, aren't you going to get changed? I say I am changed.
Og min kone siger, skal du ikke skifte tøj? Hallo, jeg har skiftet.
This is how I like to roll.
Det er sådan jeg godt kan lide at tænke køre.
And my friends have been kind to me.
Og mine venner har været gode mod mig.
And somehow.
Og på en eller anden måde.
We don't understand it.
Så forstår vi det ikke.
In the stretch.
I det vi bliver strukket.
God has taken care of us.
At så tager Gud hånd om os.
I don't get it.
Jeg forstår det ikke.
It doesn't make sense with my mind.
For det giver ingen mening i min forstand.
But I just decided I'd do what I could do.
Men jeg har besluttet mig for at gøre hvad jeg kan gøre.
And trust God to do what he can do.
Og stole på at Gud vil gøre det han kan gøre.
Would you stand to your feet? I'm going to pray.
Vil I stå, så beder vi sammen.
Now maybe in your life.
Det kan godt være du i dit liv.
Since COVID-19.
Ser COVID-19.
I guarantee you everybody in this room has been stretched in some way.
Jeg garanterer for at alle der herinde er blevet strukket på en eller anden måde. Jeg garanterer for det.
I don't know the specific details of your world.
Jeg kender jo ikke detaljerne i dit liv.
But I know you're being stretched.
Men jeg ved at du bliver strukket.
And if you can embrace it.
Og hvis du kan ligesom omfavne at være i det.
And find God in it.
Og finde Gud i det her.
Because he is here present in it.
Fordi han er midt i det.
He's ready to stretch out his arm towards you.
Han er klar til at strække sin arm ud mod dig.
But you've got to have this heart of thanksgiving.
Men du må have det her hjerte af taksigelse.
You've got to be willing to bless and receive what he has already given.
Og du må være villig til at velsigne det som han allerede har givet dig.
So here's what I want us to do.
Så her vil jeg gerne vil have vi gør.
Place your hand on your heart.
Læg din hånd på hjertet.
I'm going to pray for you.
Så beder jeg for jer.
Is that okay?
Er det
now
klar?
You know if you need money.
Du ved om du mangler penge.
Or you need a relationship to come back.
eller om der er et forhold, der skal bringes på plads.
Or you need another kind of resource to flow towards you, more business.
Eller om det er en anden type ressource, der skal flyde mod dig, er det mere gang i butikken?
Or maybe in your mind.
Eller måske er det i dine tanker.
You need to stop leaning on your own understanding.
At du skal holde op med at læne dig op af din egen forstand.
Whatever it is you need right now.
Uanset hvad det er, du har brug for lige nu.
Let's do business with God.
Så tager vi lige tingene. Vi tager fat sammen med Gud her.
Father, you see every person in this room.
Far, du ser enhver her i rummet.
You know their life.
Du kender deres liv.
You know their story.
Deres historie.
You know their journey.
Og deres rejse.
You know what they wrestle with in their heart.
Du ved, hvad de kæmper med i hjertet.
You know where there's victory.
Du ved, hvor der er sejr.
You know where there's defeat.
Og du ved, hvor der er nederlag.
You know where there's pain.
Du ved, hvor der er smerte.
You know where there's joy.
Og hvor der er glæde.
You understand it all.
Du forstår alt.
And I thank you.
Og jeg takker dig.
That you're a God who knows how to deliver your people.
At du er en Gud, som ved, hvordan du udfrier dit folk.
You know how to stretch out your arm.
Du ved, hvordan du strækker armen ud.
To save and deliver.
For at frelse og frigøre.
And to bring victory.
Og bringe sejr.
And I'm praying, Holy Spirit.
Og jeg beder Helligånd.
For every person in this room today.
At for hver eneste i det her rum i dag.
Every man, every woman.
Hver mand og kvinde.
Every boy, every girl.
Og hver dreng og pige.
Every need represented here.
Alle, som er repræsenteret her.
Lord, would you stretch out your arm?
Herre, ræk din arm ud.
And give grace.
Og giv nåde.
Give breakthrough.
Og gennembrud.
Give victory.
Og sejr.
Let people experience.
Lad mennesker opleve.
The touch of heaven.
Himlens berøring.
In their life and in their situation.
I deres liv og deres situation.
I thank you for your goodness.
Jeg takker dig for din herre, for din godhed mod os.
And where we have people in our world.
Og der, hvor vi har mennesker i vores verden.
We're like the certain Samaritan. We need to stretch out to them.
Skal vi være som den gode samaritaner og række ud mod dem?
To bring help.
For at bringe helbred.
To bring kindness.
Og venlighed.
To bring healing.
Og helbredelse.
Lord, let there be an abundance of grace.
Her lad der være en overflod af noget.
That as we share what we have.
At som når vi deler det vi har.
You use it, you multiply it.
Så bruger du det, og du mangfoldiggør det.
I bless every person in this room today.
Jeg velsigne hver eneste menneske i det her rum.
In Jesus' precious name.
I Jesu vidunderlige navn.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for receiving me, friends.
Tusind tak fordi jeg har taget med mig
her. It's been lovely to be with a live audience.
Det har været fantastisk.
A real group of God's people.
At være sammen med en levende flok af Guds.
Bless you and have a great afternoon. I'm handing back.
Gud velsigne jer og have en dejlig eftermiddag.